Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Speaker Box Below, episode 60. Back with a brand new episode full of brand new music. Apologies for no episode last week, but hopefully this will more than make up for our absence. We're going to kick things off right, as we do each and every show. I should introduce myself, that would also help. My name is Mal Foster, and if you haven't listened to the show before, you are in for a treat. Thank you very much for joining us, whether it is your first time, or you have joined us on several occasions. All are welcome, and hopefully all are aboard, because we're about to take off on a very magical musical journey right now. With our hottest record of the week, it's been expected for a long, long time, and believe me, it does not disappoint. Hottest record of the week, kicking off episode 60, and this week's collection of brand new music comes courtesy of The Knife. The track is Full of Fire. No, quite literally, that's the name and an accurate description. It's a 9-minute banger, so I'm going to see you on the other end. But until we meet again, turn it up loud and enjoy. There we go, hottest record of the week, courtesy of The Knife. Comeback single, Full of Fire. Let me know what you're making of that. You may have heard the low quality sort of leak versions. You may have already heard that track in full. You may have seen the actual video which has accompanied it. But either way, let me know what you're thinking of it. I, as you can tell, am liking it quite a lot. Hence why it is our record of the week. But we have more records to play for you, more fantastic new music along the way. In fact, we're going to get into our Holy Trilogy, which is three tracks that I'm really digging on this week, and we're going to play them back to back, and hopefully you're going to either enjoy all three or you're going to find something in there that you really like in the mix. We have for you this week in the Holy Trilogy, brand new from Jacques Green, the track Quicksand. We also have an album cut from Torres, the self-titled debut album from Mackenzie Scott, aka Torres, which, if we had put an episode out last week, would have been our album of the week, but I felt like I wanted to give you guys a little slice to that LP. Regardless, the track is called Jealousy, and I, and then to end us off, we have brand new from Fortet, with quite possibly the longest track name I've ever heard. Let me get this right for you. Brand new from Fortet, the track is called The track I've been playing that people keep asking about, and that Joy used in his RA mix and Daphne played on Boiler Room. That is the full name of the track, and hopefully you're going to like it. So that is your Holy Trilogy this week. Jacques Green, Torres and Fortet. I'm going to let them play back to back, and once again, I'll see you on the other side.
we're supposed to say, babe? I'll be up all night to tell the truth. Would you really have a stranger in your bed rather than let someone like me take care of you? It's no one's problem but my own. I think I've always cared too. Suffocating you, I know. It's just the only way I know to love. No true love. Jealousy gets me sometimes, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Jealousy gets me sometimes, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Jealousy and I, we're two of a kind, and she's all mine. She's all mine. You don't owe me anything, but you've got to spell it out. Cause if you're saying things that you don't mean, then you don't really want me at your feet. At your feet. Jealousy gets me sometimes, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Jealousy. Sometimes, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. 'Cause jealousy and I, we're two of a kind, and she's all mine. She's all mine. She's all mine.
Go, that is your holy trilogy for this week. Jacques Green, Torres, and then a bit of brand new Fortet with that extremely long title, which I'm not even going to attempt again, but you can check it out in the show listings at screeninvasion.com and of course at the speakerboxbelow.com as well, where you can check out every track that we've played in case you've missed a title, with obviously that Fortet track being a good example, or a artist, or you just want to see what we've played. Same applies for every other episode that we've done. So if this is your first episode and you want to kind of catch up and get a feel for what we usually kind of play and stuff that we've done before, you can do that as well. But it's time to move on in episode 60, and we're going to move on into this week's album of the week, which was pretty much a solid guarantee for local natives' brand new album, Hummingbird. up until 24 hours ago, which, of course, roughly saw the release and subsequent struggle to actually access and download the brand new My Bloody Valentine album. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, nearly 22 years in the making. Last album they had was, of course, the iconic Loveless back in 1991, and they've been teasing new material for quite some time now, and presume, like me and many others, you thought, yeah, right, Kevin Shields, you're just never going to give us it, are you? But he did, and I've listened to it once or twice now, and it's pretty damn good. It's going to take a little while to sink in with some of the elements, but really, really, really liking what I hear so far. So we're going to play you an album cut from My Bloody Valentine's MBV, long awaited and finally released third album after two decades of waiting. The track that we're going to play you, for me, is definitely a game changer on the album. It's called Is This and Yes. And yes, this is it. And my God, it's good. Album of the week in at the finish line. So close. MBV, My Bloody Valentine, Is This and Yes. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, how about that album of the week? Dare we say it? Potential album of the year? Too early to say, but you know, it's definitely got a chance. I'll say that, it's definitely got a chance. The track that we played for you there was, I've forgotten his name now, Is This and Yes, of course, by My Bloody Valentine, off that album right there, MBV. Pipping everyone to the post for album of the week, and rightfully so. If you're liking the sound of that, and really there should be no reason why you're not, you should go and get that album courtesy of the My Bloody Valentine website, which I believe is mybloodyvalentine.org, but you might want to double check that, where you can order the album on a variety of formats, CD, vinyl, or just straight digital download if that is your preference. But either way, if you're liking the sound of it, go support the artists, show them that, you know, we love what we're hearing, and that we're pleased the band has finally got that new material out there for us. Moving on, or moving backwards as it were, it's time to jump into our Record Box collection, which for those initiated, is each and every week we pick one track to put into our imaginary Record Box collection, our metaphorical one, or metaphysical one, whatever you want to call it. Basically one track each week, and the list keeps growing, and now we're about to put in what I believe is our 30th entry, and it comes courtesy of Tom Tom Club with a classic cut, Genius of Love. And it's pretty much a genius of pop music right here. Fantastic track. If you've never heard it before, you are in for a treat.
Thank you. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream about a multicolored rainbow of people living together.
There you go, right there. This week's Speaker Box Below record collection entry, courtesy of the Tom Tom Club with Genius of Love. We're coming to the very end of our show. We're going to wrap things up for episode 60. But if you have enjoyed your time with us, then please feel free to come back next week when we'll have another selection of brand new music for you. We'll be doing it all over again. But to make sure you don't miss out on such wonders, why not subscribe to us on iTunes? And while you're there, if you feel like it, give us a rating, possibly even a review. Tell your friends as well. That always helps. And, do that. We're going to end the show, as we always do, with two acts we think deserve time and attention. It's what we call our Speaker Box Below Spotlight Showcase. And this week, the two acts that we have for you, two wonderful, wonderful acts, as they always are, they go by the name of Blue Hawaii and Kid Ken. If you want to hear both of these tracks again on their own, or you want to get to know a little bit more about both acts and all the other acts that we have inducted into the showcase, all you need to do is head on over to thespeakerboxbelow.com and we will hook you up with the information over there. So here we go, brand new acts in our showcase. Blue Hawaii with the track Try to Be, and from Kid Ken we have Orange County. So there you go, Speaker Box Below, episode 60. Until next week, whatever you are listening to, enjoy, and we'll see you here, same time, same place.
Provide into the night, my mind prepared. Christmas.